you know, you end up forgetting about Yahweh.
Uno acaba olvidándose de Yahweh.
Because of ambition.
Por causa de la ambición.
You end up forgetting about your family.
Uno se olvida de su familia.
Because ambition is like a sickness.
Porque la ambición es como una enfermedad.
You become blind.
Uno se enceguece.
There are people that are so ambitious that they cannot see anything else.
Hay gente que es tan ambiciosa que no pueden ver algo más.
So we have to get rid of this.
Así que tenemos que librarnos de esto.
You know, of course, each one of us, we want a better life.
Por supuesto, cada uno de nosotros queremos una existencia
but
mejor.
We cannot make it to be an ambition.
Pero no podemos hacerlo que sea una ambición.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Stubbornness. You know, we need to be very careful because sometimes we are very hard-headed.
La terquedad. Tenemos que tener mucho cuidado porque hay veces que somos muy calientes de cabeza.
And we don't allow any change.
Y no permitimos nada de cambio.
We think that we are the way we are and we don't need to change, geez, and blah, blah, blah.
No permitimos que haya cambios. Decimos que somos como somos y que no va a haber cambio.
Put this in your head. All of us, we need to change.
Pongan esto en su cabeza. Todos nosotros tenemos que cambiar.
All of us.
Todos nosotros.
That's a part of that scripture that you just quoted too. Isn't it stubbornness as idolatry and rebellion as witchcraft? Isn't that in that scripture?
No, I don't remember now, but yeah, there is something like this. Mm-hmm. So let us be, you know, flexible and be able to change.
Así que seamos flexibles y capaces de cambiar.
Heresies.
Herejías.
You know, when you create things that is not.
Cuando uno crea cosas que no son.
That's why the world has so many believers, you know, not believers, but doctrines and churches and temples.
Es por eso que el mundo tiene tantas doctrinas, tantos templos.
Because many people they decide to teach what they think is right.
Porque mucha gente decide enseñar lo que ellos piensan que es correcto.
It's not about what you think, it's about what is right.
No se trata de lo que usted piensa, sino de lo que es correcto.
Envy, you know, is very similar to jealousy, you know, when you envy somebody.
Envidia son similares a los celos.
Murder, don't go around and kill people.
El homicidio no vaya matando gente.
But of course we know that also murder you can kill people with your mouth speaking, you know, putting them down and all that.
Y por supuesto sabemos que el homicidio igual acontece con la boca al humillar a alguien.
Drunkenness.
Borracheras. Mm-hmm.
There are some people they like too much the wine.
Hay mucha gente que les gusta demasiado el vino, digo el vino.
And they're not satisfied with just one cup.
Y no están complacidos con solo una taza.
They want two, three, four.
Quieren dos, tres, cuatro.
The bottle.
And that leads to other things because when you don't have control, then you're subject to probably all the rest of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. That's why, you know, we can drink, but we have to have the balance. And if we get drunk, then we are sinning right now.
Se mata y en el freeway.
So you have to be very careful, you know. And as Roger was saying, because drunkenness will lead you to all others.
We could add drugs, probably.
Yeah.
And drunkenness. Because they didn't have that in that, you know, the...
Yeah, I would say addiction. Huh?
Addiction.
Whenever you are addicted, then, you know...
The witchcraft section in the blue scriptures includes sorcery.
Sorcery, yeah. Witches, drugs.
Drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which would include all the drugs, and not just like drugs, like, you know, like cocaine or anything like that, but also like a lot of people we're finding that a lot of people are getting addicted to, like, tranquilizers and things like that, you know, people that drink too much
drugs.
Pain medication.
They're using a lot of medicine to drugs.
Yeah, when I would say addiction, you know, if you're addicted to something, that's bad, and that's an amalakai that you're carrying with you, and you have to get rid of it.
Could be todo tipo de adicción.
Food, yes.
Es una malecita que uno lleva con uno.
In fact, it even says, the gluttons and all that, so.
We need to handle the problem, not the problem handle us.
Then comes a wild, indecent parties.
Luego sigue las fiestas indecentes.
Oh, let me party, let me eat this. And be careful with, those parties.
Tenga cuidado con esas fiestas.
Despedida de solteros, ¿no? Iglesia.
Oh, prom is coming up.
Unos bailarines maricones.
Sometimes those parties lead you to really, bad things.
A veces esas fiestas lo conducen a cosas muy malas.
And it says, if you have any of these, will not inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Y dice que cualquiera de estas cosas que tenga usted no le van a permitir heredar el reino del Shamayim.
That's why each one of us, we have to examine our hearts.
Es por eso que cada uno de nosotros tenemos que examinar nuestros corazones.
See if we have any of these.
Ver si tenemos algo de esto.
And do what?
Y hacer qué?
Get rid of it.
Sacarlo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. I'm sure that when you go and you examine, you are going to find one or two.
Estoy seguro
have.
Que si usted se pone a buscar, se va a dar cuenta que tiene uno o dos.
He's too kind. Wow.
Three or four?
Two or three religions. Y le sigue escarbando,
Two or three religions.
Okay. 27.
27.
The step for you to overcome.
El paso para que usted pueda prevalecer.
We need to overcome.
Necesitamos prevalecer.
We need to be people that overcome.
Necesitamos ser un pueblo que prevalece.
Para o Hashem Yahweh. Because to be Israel is to be
an
overcomer.
Porque el ser Israel es ser un prevalecedor, un vencedor.
So if you are not an overcomer, there is something lacking in your life.
Así que si usted no es un prevalecedor, un vencedor, entonces hay algo que está trancando su existencia.
And you need to change that.
Y necesita cambiar eso.
And you need to overcome.
Y necesita vencer.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. There are some people they like to be defeated.
Hay gente que les gusta ser vencidos.
They always confess and defeat in their lives.
Siempre confiesan el vencimiento en sus existencias.
There are people that even say, I was born poor and I always die poor.
Y hay gente aún que dice, yo nací pobre y voy a morir pobre.
Some of them they say, I was born to suffer.
Hay gente que dice, yo nací para sufrir.
Have you heard that? Many times.
¿Han oído eso? Muchas veces.
No, it doesn't exist for us.
Para nosotros eso no existe.
Because we are all overcomes.
Porque nosotros somos vencedores.
No matter where we are right now, but we are going to overcome.
No importa en dónde estemos en este momento, pero vamos a vencer.
So let's go to first Yohanan.
Vamos a primera de Yohanan.
Chapter 5.
Capítulo 5.
On verse 4.
5:4 de Yohanan. Primero. Porque todo lo que es nacido de Elohim vence al mundo. Y este es el triunfo que ha vencido al mundo, nuestra emuná.
Verse 5.
Because all that is born of Elohim conquers the world. And this is our triumph, that has triumphed over the world, our emuna.
Okay, verse 5. Who is he who overcomes the Olam Hazeh? But he that believes that Yeshua is the Son of Yahweh.
¿Quién es el que vence al mundo, sino que el que cree que Yeshua es el Ben Yahweh?
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay. So as you are born of Yahweh, it's automatically you become what? An overcomer.
Así que al nacer usted de Yahweh, automáticamente se convierte en un vencedor.
I don't see how you can be a defeated being a believer in Yeshua.
Yo no puedo ver cómo usted puede ser un derrotado siendo un creyente en Yeshua.
I don't see how.
No lo veo.
There is no explanation for that.
No hay explicación para ello.
If you are being defeated in your life, it's because there is something wrong there.
Si usted ha sido vencido en su existencia, es porque ya hay algo mal.
Your belief in Yeshua is not that strong.
Su creencia en Yeshua no es así de fuerte.
You are going to find a Malachite there inside your pocket.
Va a encontrar a un amalecita allí en su bolsillo.
That's why you are being defeated.
Es por eso que es usted vencido. Está siendo vencido.
But now, since you were born of Yahweh,
pero ya al haber nacido de Yahweh,
there is no defeated for you.
No hay vencimiento para usted.
You always overcome.
Va siempre a triunfar.
Because you have that emunah.
Porque usted tiene esa emunah.
You have that belief that Yeshua, he wants the best for you.
Usted tiene la creencia que Yeshua quiere lo mejor para usted.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. And you know, he wants us to be that overcomer.
Y él quiere que nosotros seamos ese vencedor.
If you go to Revelations,
si uno va a Revelación, Gilgana,
you are going to see so many things that he talks to the overcomer.
Va a haber uno muchas cosas que él habla al vencedor.
To the overcomer, I'll give them the right to eat from the tree of life.
Al vencedor le daré el derecho de comer del Eitz Chaim.
To the overcomer, I'll give them the maná.
Al vencedor yo le daré el maná.
And if I'm not mistaken, there will be how many overcomers there? Seven, am I right? Because there is seven assemblies.
Y si no me equivoco, habrán siete vencedores porque hay siete asambleas.
In other words, seven times he's telling to the one who overcomes, to the one who overcomes, to the one who overcomes.
En otras palabras, repetidamente le está diciendo al que vence, al que vence, al que vence.
So, don't you get it? He wants you to overcome.
Si no se da cuenta, él quiere que usted sea vencedor.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. You know, I'm defeated because Yahweh wants me to be defeated.
Oh, ya sabe usted, yo estoy derrotado porque Yahweh quiere que yo sea derrotado.
I don't think so. I don't know what scripture you're reading from.
Yo no sé de qué escritura está usted leyendo.
You better change it.
Tiene que cambiarlo. Cambiarla.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, let us keep going. Let's go to Romans chapter 12.
Vamos a Romilla, capítulo 12. Romanos, capítulo 12.
Verse 21.
Versículo
12:21. Found it? Mm-hmm. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with tov.
No seas vencido de lo malo, sino vence con el tov el mal.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So don't be overcome by evil.
Así que no sean vencidos por el mal.
You need to overcome evil.
Usted tiene que vencer el mal.
And how you overcome? With Tov.
¿Y cómo es que vence? Con Tov.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to our next step, 28.
Vamos al paso número 28.
Build an altar.
Construir un Mizbeach.
We need to build an altar.
Tenemos que construir un Mizbeach.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let us look at our patriarchs.
Veamos a nuestros abuelos.
Okay, who is our patriarch?
¿Quiénes son nuestros abuelos?
Isaac.
Abraham,
Isaac,
Jacob.
Okay, so let's go to Bereshit then.
Vamos entonces a Bereshit.
Genesis chapter 22.
Capítulo 22.
And they came to the place that Elohim had told him about. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
Y cuando llegaron al lugar que Elohim le había dicho, edificó allí Abraham un Mizbeach, y compuso la leña y ató a Yitzhak su hijo, y lo puso en el Mizbeach sobre la leña.
Let's go to chapter 26.
Vamos al capítulo 26.
Verse 25.
Versículo 25. 26:25.
And he built an altar there and called on the name of Yahweh, and he pitched his tent there, and the servants of Yitzhak dug a well there.
Y edificó ahí un Mizbeach e invocó Hashem Yahweh, y plantó ahí su tienda, y abrieron ahí los siervos de Yitzhak un pozo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So Yitzhak, he built an altar.
Así que Yitzhak construyó un Mizbeach.
Chapter 35.
Capítulo 35.
And Elohim said to Jacob, arise, go up to Be'el and dwell there, and make an altar there to El, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother.
Dijo Elohim a Jacob, levántate y sube a Be'el, y quédate ahí, y haz ahí un Mizbeach al Elohim que te apareció cuando huías de tu Esau.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So you can see that all the patriarchs, they build altars.
Así que pueden ver que todos los abot construyeron Mizbeachot.
In fact, all the men of Yahweh, they build altars.
Es más, todos los hombres de Yahweh construyeron Mizbeachot.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And Yahweh, he wants us to build an altar as well.
Y Yahweh quiere que nosotros al igual construyamos un Mizbeach.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And what is this altar that he wants us to build?
¿Y qué es este Mizbeach que quiere él que construyamos?
Our heart is the altar.
Nuestro corazón, nuestro lev es el Mizbeach.
Remember when we learn about the temple man?
¿Se acuerdan cuando aprendimos acerca del hombre del templo?
So our heart is the altar.
Así que nuestro lev es nuestro Mizbeach.
And of course we are building our heart for whom?
Y por supuesto estamos construyendo nuestro corazón.
For your sweetheart.
No. Para su dulce corazón.
For Yahweh.
For Yahweh.
Para Yahweh.
So that heart that you build, it must be for Yahweh.
Para que ese lev que usted vaya construyendo sea para Yahweh.
That's why Yeshua said, where your heart is, there will be your treasure.
Es por eso que dijo Yeshua, que donde quiera que esté su lev, allí estará su tesoro.
So if you build a heart that is for this world, then you're building the wrong altar.
Así que si usted construye un lev que es para este mundo, entonces está usted construyendo un misbeach equivocado.
Your heart must be in Yahweh's hands.
Su lev debe de estar en las manos de Yahweh.
So everything offered on that altar must be for Yahweh.
Así que todo lo que está ofrecido en ese misbeach debe de ser para Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And whenever you're doing for Yahweh, Yahweh will honor you.
Y cuando usted lo esté haciendo para Yahweh, Yahweh lo estimará.
And that's why He will help you to be, you know, reconciled, to be loved by all the people around you.
Y es por eso que Él le ayudará a reconciliarse, a ser apreciado por toda la gente que lo rodea.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
You know, many times you think that if I'm doing for Yahweh, I'm not doing for the others.
Sabe que muchas veces uno piensa que dice, si no lo estoy haciendo por Yahweh, no lo estoy haciendo por los demás. Is that what you said?
Yeah, you know, when you do something for Yahweh, you think that, you know, you are forsaking, you know, your loved ones.
Oh, okay. Perdón. Uno piensa que si uno está haciendo algo para Yahweh, se está olvidando de sus amados, sus cercanos.
Do you think that when you come here on Shabbat, are you forsaking your family?
¿Cree usted que al venir aquí a Shabbat está usted olvidándose de su familia?
Because, you know, you could be with them.
Porque usted podría estar con ellos.
You could be spending time with them.
Podría usted estar pasando tiempo con ellos.
Of course not. When you are here in the presence of Yahweh, Yahweh is honoring you.
Por supuesto que no. Cuando está usted en la presencia de Yahweh, Yahweh lo está usted estimando.
And He is working your family's life.
Y Él está trabajando en la existencia de su familia.
Because of you.
Por causa de
usted. You are blessing your family, and they do not even know.
Usted les está dando braca a su familia y ellos ni siquiera lo saben.
Because you are offering, or you are building this altar to Yahweh.
Porque usted le está construyendo, ofreciendo este misbeach a Yahweh.
And that's why Yeshua said, seek first the kingdom of heaven and everything will be added unto you.
Es por eso que Yeshua dijo, busquen primero el Malkut HaShemayim y todo lo demás será añadido a ustedes.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So when you decide to build that altar for Yahweh,
así que cuando uno decide construir ese misbeach para Yahweh,
Yahweh will honor you in all the areas of your life.
Yahweh le estimará en todas las áreas de su existencia.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amén. Toda Rabbah.